transcribed from Hollywood.
He's walking down the aisle, and another Woodbury bride, she uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient, you like it all so much.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
Woodbury, the soap with the beauty cream ingredient, presents the Luella Parsons Show.
What famous songwriter narrowly escaped electrocution in his swimming pool this morning?
What famous host will entertain General and Mrs. MacArthur in his Bel Air home?
What two top comedians brought about the cancellation of their picture because of their constant quarreling?
Tonight you'll get the answers from Luella Parsons, motion picture editor of International News Service and the Hearst Papers. Luella will also have as her guest Anne Blythe. But first, the Hollywood headlines. Luella Parsons.
Hello from Hollywood to all of you, and now for my first exclusive. Early today, Jimmy McHugh, one of Hollywood's top songwriters, barely escaped electrocution. Jimmy was swimming and accidentally grabbed a wire that was short-circuited in his pool. It hurled him several feet. He suffered burns on his side, but I'm glad to say he's out of danger tonight. General and Mrs. MacArthur and their son Arthur will spend Christmas in Southern California. A palatial suite in Conrad Hilton's Bel Air mansion is in readiness for them. In New York, the MacArthurs live at the Waldorf Towers owned by Hilton. And, well, Connie's a wonderful host. The annual Royal Command performance, which so many of our Hollywood stars attend, has been called off because of King George's serious illness. From London, I hear that the king, who never wanted to be king, may abdicate in favor of his daughter Elizabeth. The Duke of Windsor, whose abdication made George king, flew to London tonight. French O'Toole has decided to prefer charges against Tom Neal for the brutal beating Neal gave him. Tone is insured with Lloyd's of London, but he can't collect a penny unless he can prove that he didn't strike the first blow. French O'Toole refuses to believe that Barbara Payton has been secretly meeting Neal, although they've been seen by any number of people. It's definitely all off again between Diana Lynn and her architect husband, John Lindsay, who recently tried reconciliation. Lindsay flew to New York last night to ask Diana to change her mind, but I'm reliably informed it's a hopeless mission. Patty Andrews of the Andrews Sisters is marrying her piano player, Wally Weckler, when they return from their European tour. Patty was formerly married to Marty Melcher, now the husband of Doris Day. The case of Lynn Barry against Sid Love for back alimony, set for Tuesday, has been settled out of court. Lynn and Love, through their attorneys, met yesterday, and Love agreed to pay his ex-wife. The canceling of this suit is very good news to Judy Garland, who'd been subpoenaed to tell if and how much she paid Love as her manager. There's more than meets the eye in the indefinite postponement of the movie Huckleberry Finn. Gene Kelly's personality clashed with Danny Kaye's, and vice versa. Too much talent, I guess. Mike Conley, columnist on Variety and very well liked, moves to the Hollywood Reporter to write the Rambling Reporter column. Jim Hennigan, former columnist, resigned to devote all his time to his magazine work. It's a shame that Clark Gable's name had to be dragged into the Adolph Spreckles alimony case. In answer to the Sugar Millionaire's insinuation, Mrs. Walter Lang says she, Walter, and Clark walked across the street to Mrs. Spreckles' house because Kay wanted them to see her new home. All in all, we were not there more than 10 minutes, said Mrs. Lang. We came with Clark and we left with Clark. While we were there, Spreckles telephoned downstairs to wish us a happy new year. He said he was too sick to join us. David Selznick has made $500,000 in Germany alone on the reissue of his picture, Rebecca. He'll now reissue Duel in the Sun, Since You Went Away, another of his pictures. Every penny he gets will be applied to the $9 million he owes the bank. Witnesses in the Un-American Activities Hollywood investigation have said the idea of the communists was to organize Hollywood as a red propaganda center. Their plan to infiltrate pictures with communist ideologies certainly flopped. Even the investigators say that only an inconsequential amount of the vicious doctrine seeps through to the screen. It's a good thing it's all coming out in the open. The very first news Conrad Hilton, hotel magnate, had of his son Nicky's engagement to Betsy von Furstenberg was when he heard my exclusive on this show last Sunday. Bessie, who has now won her future father-in-law over, has not yet heard from her mother in Germany, but her American grandmother has sent her blessing. Bessie is as starry-eyed over Nicky as was Elizabeth Taylor before she married him. Attention, Colleen K. Hutchins, the new Miss America. Contact either producer Jack Cummings or director Mervyn LeRoy at MGM. There's a role for you in that picture, lovely to look at. They want you to be queen of the models in a big fashion number. I've just received word that my interview with Matt Civetti, exposing the inside workings of communism, has been read into the congressional record of the hearing of the Un-American Activities Committee. Thanks to Art Arthur of the Motion Picture Council, this was brought to my attention. Lana Turner's contract with MGM will expire December 31st, less than 3 months away. And Lana has not yet re-signed her contract. She's had some fabulous outside offers, but my guess is that MGM won't let her go. All the time, the battle between French O'Tone and Tom Neal was going on. Barbara Payton's radio was going full blast. And what do you think it was playing? It's so nice to have a man around the house. There's a tang in the air these fall days that makes everybody feel more sparkling. What better time to look more sparkly? So Marvin, tell us about Woodbury soap and the fabulous Woodbury beauty cream ingredient.
With pleasure, Luella. Because Woodbury facial soap not only makes your complexion sparkling clean, Woodbury gives you a precious beauty cream ingredient, which is intended to help replace the natural oils you wash away. It's the same rich oil used in costly face creams to make skin soft and youthful looking. Try Woodbury soap and see for yourself what a difference that makes. Discover how exquisitely smooth Woodbury leaves your complexion. You'll be so pleased by the luxury of mild, creamy Woodbury lather. You'll want the big beauty bath size Woodbury, too, for satin soft loveliness all over. Now, here is the talk of the town.
I have here as my guest this evening the most deceptive young actress in Hollywood. Her name is Anne Blythe. And you're like the little girl with a curl right in the middle of her forehead. When you're good, I mean when you play good girls on the screen, you're very, very good. And when you play bad girls, you win Academy nomination.
Why, Luella, it's a good thing I came here to sing for you tonight, or I'd have to argue with you.
I'd like to have you do both, Anne, though not at the same time. Ever since I heard you sing in The Great Caruso, I've been eager to hear you sing again. But speaking about acting, how on earth, at your age, have you had enough experience to play both good and bad girls?
Well, I haven't had the experience. That's just it. In private life, I've never yet had the chance to be a young wife, such as I was in The Great Caruso. And I certainly was never a murderess like in Thunder on the Hill or the exotic siren I play in The Golden Horde. So you see, I just have to use my imagination.
Well, Anne, is it my imagination, or do you keep up the little girl with the curl deception in private life, too? I mean, bewildering certain young men. For instance, what about Roddy McDowell?
Oh, Roddy's a fine boy, Luella.
Now, come on, Anne. Don't play cat and mouse with me. If you won't talk about Roddy, what about Richard Long?
Oh, well, Richard, he's going steady with Uncle Sam right now.
And what about Scott Brady? I've often seen you dating him.
Oh, Scott. Luella, they're all so wonderful, if you like boys. And what girl doesn't?
I seem to be getting nowhere fast. If you won't talk, how about singing?
You want the truth, but, oh, I don't dare talk, Luella. If I do, it will only bring up my past and remind you of what a failure I was when I first started in fiction.
Oh, nonsense, Anne. You weren't a failure. You were just undiscovered when you made those musicals.
Luella, if you don't mind, I'd rather go on with a song that reminds me of one of the happiest events in my life so far.
I'll bet a nickel this has something to do with your recent trip to Ireland to see your relatives.
Oh, of course it has. Luella, all of my uncles and cousins and aunts came down to see me at the Theatre Royal in Dublin when I was making an appearance there. So I'd like to sing you an Irish song dedicated to you and all of my relatives and all the Irish anywhere. It's based on the old familiar Londonderry air, and it's called My Golden Harp. My gentle heart, once more I waken. The sweetness of
just really beautiful, Anne. All of us who've been in Ireland love it. Nothing that you could have done on this program could possibly top it. Thank you, dear, and good night.
Thank you, Luella. Good night.
Now, I don't pretend to understand feminine wiles, but I do know that a fresh, natural look is appealing. And I also know that Woodbury soap is a fine first step toward that look. Because Woodbury facial soap, in addition to wonderfully thorough cleansing, gives you a precious beauty cream ingredient, which is intended to help replace natural oils you wash away. Try it and see how youthfully fresh-looking and velvety soft Woodbury soap leaves your complexion.
She's walking down the aisle, another Woodbury bride. She uses Woodbury soap because it's gentle and mild. It has a beauty cream ingredient you like it all so much.
Ask for Woodbury soap
and have the skin you love to touch.
Now, here is last-minute news.
All Hollywood, particularly the British colony, is saddened by the latest London report that the king is not expected to live. A few hours ago, Gene Wallace and the two Tone children visited Francho at the hospital. His physician, Dr. Lee Siegel, expects to send him home in the middle of the week. In February, it will be three for Fred and Marion Levy of San Francisco. Fred is head of the Blum Candy Company, and Marion is the former motion picture actress Marion Carr.
In every language, there's poetry about women's hands. Men have described their cool caress, their fluttering like butterflies. But to keep busy hands lovely, you must give them Jergens Care. Smooth on soothing Jergens lotion after every task, and yours will stay velvet soft, delightful to touch. Jergens is quick and easy to use because it's almost instantly absorbed. And Jergens ensures the beauty of your hands for only pennies a day. Jergens lotion only costs 10 cents to a dollar, plus tax.
This is the Wallace Parsons saying that's all for tonight, but I'll see you next Sunday when my guest will be, and here's a wonderful surprise, Judy Garland.
And this is Marvin Miller saying goodnight for Woodbury, the soap with a beauty cream ingredient for the skin you love to touch.
This transcribed program came to you from Hollywood. America is sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.